I think there is no cooler and more unique job than to getting paid to sell the state you call home.
Hi, me. This is a New Jersey episode. Cue the music. No, not that. Do it again. Another one. Maybe one more. Jose Lozano is president and chief executive officer of Choose New Jersey. Prior to leading Choose New Jersey, Jose served as chief of staff and vice president for corporate services and government at Hackensack Meridian Health. Before joining the Hackensack Meridian Health team, Jose served in the Obama administration. He was deputy chief of staff and homeland security advisor at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Choose New Jersey was created in 2010 under then-Governor Chris Christie. It's an independent, nonpartisan org focused on encouraging and nurturing economic growth right here in the great state of New Jersey. They've assisted hundreds of companies, resulting in tens of thousands of new and retained jobs, generating over $6 billion in capital investment. Now we're going to jump right in. I talked about a lot of stuff with Jose. I wanted to understand what his job is at the forefront of trying to attract companies to a state. How you think every day about how you create value and opportunities for organizations that want to surround themselves with great talent and grow. Couldn't be a better time than now to have this discussion. Without companies, we don't have jobs. Jose and his team work every day to make sure that organizations in the state of New Jersey grow, thrive, and we find more companies to call New Jersey home. Now, let's bring it in.
So Jose, I guess to kick us off, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and Choose New Jersey?
Sure. My name is Jose Lozano. I'm the president and CEO of Choose New Jersey. Been here for about 3 years, actually just a couple of days ago, celebrating my third year anniversary. You know, we are a not-for-profit organization that's really focusing on attracting businesses to New Jersey and selling on why New Jersey is a great place to either expand or relocate to.
Why is New Jersey a great place to move to? And I'm biased because I'm obviously in Newark, but what do you tell someone from Texas why they should move to New Jersey?
Well, one, because Sam is here, but no, two, the one way we really truly sell New Jersey is the location and our talent, right? Being next to the largest city and the largest economy, New York City, just beside Philadelphia, one of the fastest growing, then you squeeze in 8.9 million folks in New Jersey that is full of a rich talent from all walks of life. I think it just gives any sort of company a good chance to expand or grow. And whatever workforce they're looking for, I assure you they will find it here.
Before Choose New Jersey, can you tell everybody I know, but tell a little bit about people about what you were doing before?
Sure. Just before I joined Choose, I had spent several years at Hackensack Meridian Health, which is one of the largest healthcare systems in New Jersey, and actually one of the largest ones in the country. And just prior to that, I had been in the Obama administration at the Environmental Protection Agency.
What made you choose New Jersey after that experience?
I think there is no cooler and more unique job than to getting paid to sell the state you call home, right? It's a place where I have chosen to raise my two daughters at. It is the place that I was raised at and educated me both through my K-12 experience and my undergraduate. And so to think that every single morning I wake up trying to convince another company to move to New Jersey, a place I call home, and a place that gave me so many opportunities, I think there's no cooler place to be able to work right now.
How has your sales pitch changed over the last year and a half due to COVID?
You know, the selling New Jersey during COVID has definitely been unique, but it's what it did is it highlighted so many of the areas that here in New Jersey, we've taken so much for granted, right? Having a great place to raise your family, a great, strong foundation of a K-12 district, great places for food and these local communities, these walkable communities, having access to parks where you can ride bikes. In this pandemic, it made us value things that we have for so long just kind of brushed off to the side. So spending good quality time with family, taking those nice long scenic walks in those little downtown communities that we have. You know, we have over 500 communities in New Jersey. And so whatever sort of community you are looking for, I assure you, you will find it here, be it down the shore, be in the mountains, being this suburban urban feel that you're looking for, or some places like Newark, which is completely urban. And so I think the way we sold New Jersey is, let us show you the communities and the environments that is affordable and reasonable compared to so many of our competitive states. Come see it firsthand on why so many folks are actually moving to New Jersey during this sort of pandemic. So we started to actually approach it more from a quality of life perspective first, then secondarily started to go in at the business locations and so forth.
Are you seeing any trends? I'm interested, given that there's obviously a lot of talk about remote work, is it here to stay, and so on and so forth, but are there any trends that you're seeing or expecting coming out of COVID on how the workplace is shifting?
Well, I think the workplace shifting, you think that companies, as we start to come back from the pandemic, and we're seeing these sort of conversations now, you know, work companies will decide where to go based on the workforce. And the one thing we saw during the pandemic in New Jersey was that our housing market has boomed, right? It's up 20% year over year. So the workforce at the end of 2019 and the workforce today in 2021 is a bit more robust and has increased dramatically. I think for the first time in recorded history, housing sales are up in all 21 counties, from the northwestern part of the state to the most southern part. And I think you've seen a lot of regional movement and influx of folks wanting to move into more suburban areas, where places where you can actually spread your wings. Now, on the business side, I think you have seen a greater interest in companies wanting to be a bit more horizontal and maybe a little bit less vertical, and maybe allowing more kind of allowing workplaces to be spread out a little bit more. And so, you know, we've had companies that have announced that are coming to New Jersey, even in the middle of the pandemic. You know, we even in the height of the pandemic, Choose New Jersey was responsible for bringing in 33 companies that are now calling New Jersey home. And since the beginning of the year, we've had some fairly large announcements. We had WebMD is moving about 700 employees to New Jersey that I'm not convinced before the pandemic would have actually have happened.
I'm a tech startup, and I'd love to get your perspective, because I think there's a lot of really awesome things happening in New Jersey around innovation and technology. And obviously it's not a, you know, technology and innovation is not new to New Jersey given its history, but how do you think about attracting younger startup companies and creating an ecosystem where they can thrive, where they have, again, different challenges, different needs? In short, like, why should a startup in New Jersey versus the Bay Area or Austin or Atlanta or Tampa right now?
So the first thing I would tell any sort of startup is, what do they value the most in their growth, right? Time is everything. Time is money. Time is, you know. So when you look at your expansion and your pace of expansion, the first thing that's going to allow you to get there at the pace you want is the workforce. And the one thing I will tell you is that the workforce in New Jersey, given that we have almost 20 Fortune 500 companies that have been born here and have grown here and expanded here. You've had companies that have relocated. You have companies, foreign companies that have expanded here, have created New Jersey to be their North America presence. I would tell a startup that there are companies that have paved that road beforehand for you that are already here in New Jersey. You have the workforce to pull from. You have the educational talent to pull from. I mean, in New Jersey, we have, depending on sort of the tech startup and what sort of engineers you need, I mean, we have more scientists and engineers per square mile than any other place in the world right here in New Jersey. And given that we're diverse and by nature, we're highly dense and highly populated, again, like I've said before, whatever workforce you're looking for, I assure you, you will find it here in New Jersey.
And some of your work, I assume, Jose, is international, I assume, right? You're not just trying to get companies to move within the U.S.
Right. Our international attraction strategies have dramatically increased in the last few years, right? When I first arrived, you know, we had about 25% of our pipeline and attraction was about, it was international. Today, it's about 77%. Because what we're seeing are companies, as they're wanting to enter the US market, they're looking to enter, you know, more often than not, you had international companies that want to establish their presences in New York City, but they're getting a little bit of a sticker shock when they look at New York City. And when you happen to just take a quick glimpse across the river, what you're getting is something much more reasonable, much more affordable. The talent is there. You have great communities to raise your families for the workforce. And it's extremely diverse. We are one of the most diverse states in the country. And so when you're looking, when an international company is looking to have a significant footprint, they're going to want to be in communities that resemble something that resembled something back at home.
Yeah, I was over the last year and a half, I've thought it, I don't know how many times, about how lucky we were to choose New Jersey over New York City, especially in a moment like this. And even before that, the talent that you have access to. I mean, we get young people from Rutgers to Princeton to Ramapo College to Montclair State to Fairleigh Dickinson and NYU and St. John's and Hofstra and Fordham that come, you know, they take the Jersey Transit from the Garden to Broad Street. And so it's been amazing to me how accessible it's been to be able to get people. And your talent pool is so much bigger than just New Jersey when you're in the state.
Absolutely. But you got to remember where New Jersey is nestled nicely. We do attract work for those that happen to live in the southern part of Connecticut. You've got New York City. You've got all the way from the southern part of New York and the Westchester area. And then in South Jersey, you're extracting from Pennsylvania and the Philadelphia area. And so, you know, we are an easy area to gravitate from some of our surrounding states. And when you have really easy access via mass transit and our roads and our trains and our planes and so forth like that, it's a really easy spot to call home.
I want to ask you about workforce, because you brought it up a few times talking about talent here in the state. And I think given the remarks from President Biden at his address to Congress talking about things like lifelong learning being important, and also talking about infrastructure, including people, not just roads and bridges anymore. How do you think, and this is maybe beyond just you at Choose New Jersey, but as a leader who's been working in administration, you've worked at your background at in the healthcare space, what can companies do to make sure they tap into more local talent today?
So I think the one of the best pieces, if a CEO asked me today that same exact question, one of the first things I would say is partner with the communities, be it K-12, be it the technical schools, the county colleges, or a four-year higher ed institution. When you can partner with them and create a pipeline, so an individual getting either a certificate or an associate's degree or a bachelor's degree, if they have a pipeline to gain immediate work for getting immediate work, I think there is absolutely nothing greater. It's easy for the company to work with the higher ed institution to actually articulate the skill set that they're looking for. And there is nothing better than a student graduating and being able to be guaranteed or actually have employment. And so I think if you want to give back to your local community, one of the best things to do is find a way to create a pipeline and start to build a culture and an organization that rewards the community that you're now living in.
Yeah, I think that one of the things that is so powerful about being in Jersey is not only, I think you have a really big nonprofit sector as well that's very local. There's a lot of after-school programs for young people. Some of our best candidates at One Huddle come out of local community programs. So awesome to hear that. I got one last question for you, Jose. The future of work is sort of the main theme that we talk about a lot, and it oftentimes talks about, you know, being afraid of the robots are coming. But I guess for you, what is your hope for the future of work looking forward?
My hope is that the future workforce is not only inclusive, but is broad by all walks of life, right? I think we all benefit, no matter the size of the organization we have or what our core mission of the company we work for, we all do better when we actually embrace all walks of life, all views and perspectives. And I think the future is going to be really dependent on inclusivity.
Jose, thanks for taking some time.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Now, you don't just have to be from the state of New Jersey to take something away from a bunch of what Jose shared today. One of the things I wrote down that stuck out to me from Jose, he said, companies will go places based on the workforce. Now, I think regardless of if you are in public office, if you're a corporate leader, if you're a frontline worker, there's something we can all learn from that statement. It means that organizations, it means that economies, it means that opportunity thrive on people. It's the people at the center of organizations that make them successful. And it means that we need to continue to invest in infrastructure, in people, in the opportunity for workers to continue to grow, continue to upskill, to continue to spill over into new opportunities and communities, because strong workforces attract great opportunities. And that was one of my biggest takeaways from Jose. The organization at Choose New Jersey does amazing work. They're fighting the fight. I thought Jose left us also with a really important point when he talked about inclusivity. And he made the comment that a future of work where we all embrace all walks of life, all views, all perspectives, it not only would create more opportunity, it would build upon the opportunity to create an environment where all workers have a chance to be successful. So Jose Lozano, Jose, thank you for joining us in this episode. Now don't forget to subscribe to Bring It In so you never miss an episode. We've got some awesome guests lined up that you're not gonna wanna miss. Now, back to work.